It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. This is Pinky the Pig, and it is time for the Pinky the Pig Podcast Show. Thank you for listening from all over the world and the universe. We know they're listening. And it's Friday, and I am here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. Happy Friday, sweetheart.
Yeah, happy Friday, sweetheart. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, today, January 22nd, this was a very famous man. It was his birthday.
Yeah, I like it when we do that.
And he was actually born in 1788.
Yeah, he goes back.
And his name was Lord Byron. Now, his full name, George Gordon Byron. And he was born in London, United Kingdom. And he was known as Lord Byron.
Lord Byron.
And he was also a baron.
What?
Well, the term baron, that's a... You know, it's a kind of a rank of royalty in the British kingdom.
Yeah. So then it goes down a line. Well, okay, so the first one is the king.
Right, the king or queen.
And then what?
Well, we'll just do the ones that are familiar.
Yes, please.
Okay, so then king and queen. Then we have prince and princess.
Right.
Then you have the duke or duchess.
Yeah.
Then there's the Earl and Countess.
Right.
And then the Baron or the Baroness.
Yeah, so they're pretty much on the bottom there.
Right. The Baron is at the bottom, and they're also called Lords. Lord and Baron.
And the last name's Byron? Baron Byron?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. No wonder they called him Lord Byron.
Yeah.
And so his last name's Byron, and he just happens to be a baron.
That's correct. And he was a very famous poet and writer. And he's still, I mean, he's considered one of the greatest English poets ever. He's still read worldwide. But he died at a young age. He died at 36 years old.
Oh, man.
But he wrote a lot of great books. And he was a romantic poet.
A romantic poet.
Right. And, you know, it was in the romantic movement. He's one of the leading figures of the romantic movement, which goes back there at that time when he was alive. And, you know, it was like all about romantic art and romantic music and the beauty of nature. And, you know, it was the romantic movement. And he's right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So that's what he's famous for, is his books and poetry with a romantic flair.
Yeah, yeah. And what, was he ever married?
He was. He was married to Lady Byron.
Well, yeah.
And they were only married 1 year.
The marriage only lasted 1 year, and he writes romantic poetry.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is all talk and no action, huh?
Well, you know, he may have gotten some action.
No, I don't know about that, but the thing is, if you're going to be a romantic, you'd think you'd have a wife for longer than a year.
Well, that's the thing. And they did have one child together. In fact, she's very famous. We have done a podcast on her. Her name was Ada Lovelace.
Oh, that girl, that lady that, she's the one way back that helped to invent the very first computer. Oh, man, that's his daughter?
That's right.
Yeah, we did a podcast on her. What number was that, Mildred?
That was episode 286.
Yeah, we didn't know.
I think we mentioned it in the podcast.
Yeah, I missed that part. Sorry.
But regardless, yes, he had the one child. He was only married 1 year.
But he's all romantic.
Well, that's what he wrote. And one of his very famous books that he wrote in a poetic version, it's called Don Juan.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. There you go, Don Juan. Are you kidding me? Come on. What's a Don Juan? I even know that. Don Juan, the guy, he likes all the ladies, and he's kind of a ladies' man, Don Juan.
Well, that's the thing. And he said when he wrote the book, it wasn't that he was so attracted and interested in the ladies. It was that they were attracted and interested in him.
Well, sure, he's going to say that. Can I meet Don Juan?
Right.
Okay, you might as well read something from Don Juan, please.
Okay, I'll just read one little paragraph.
Okay.
Okay, this paragraph is from the book Don Juan, written in 1820 by Lord Byron.
Yes, please.
Don Jose and his lady quarreled. Why? Not any of the many could divine. Though several thousand people choose to try, 'twas surely no concern of theirs nor mine. I loathe that low vice, curiosity. But if there's anything in which I shine, 'tis in arranging all of my friends' affairs, not having of my own domestic cares.
Well, yeah, there you go. There you have it. Hello, lady! Lady!
You're doing Jerry Lewis now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay, what else did he write, please?
Okay. Okay, Pinky, this poem is called She Walks in Beauty.
Okay.
She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies. And all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes. Thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. One shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress, or softly lightens o'er her face, where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek and o'er that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Go on, Lord Byron.
Yeah, sweet. Very romantic.
Yeah, that was very romantic. Yeah, he dreamed the romance up in his mind. You know, I dream up romance.
You do?
Well, mine is just kind of different kind of romance, but my kind of thing is, okay, this is what I dream up in mine. I dream that I'm riding on, okay, it's not just a Pegasus.
All right, the horse with the wings.
Yeah, it also is a unicorn.
Okay, I think there's such a thing.
Yeah, it's a unicorn Pegasus. But here's the kicker.
It kicks?
No, it doesn't kick. This is just the icing on the cake.
Okay.
It's a zebra. I ride, I fly on the Pegasus flying unicorn zebra.
Oh, your Pegasus unicorn is also a zebra?
Yes. Where's Disney? Why aren't they all over this? Just remember, when you see it on Disney, you heard it first at Pinky the Pig Podcast. And today is January 22nd, 2021.
Okay, Pinky, you just let your imagination go wild.
Well, that's what Lord Byron did. I was just intervening.
Okay, let's get back to him.
All right, yes, sorry.
Okay, well, just a couple more quotes.
Yes, please.
Okay, and Lord Byron said, I love not man the less, but nature more.
I like that.
Always laugh when you can. It is cheap medicine.
You got that one right.
Those who will not reason are bigots. Those who cannot are fools. And those who dare not are slaves.
Man, you gotta think about that one. Yeah. They don't want to reason because they're bigots that think they know everything. And then they're not gonna do it because they're foolish. And then if they're scared, then they're slaves. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, okay. And here's one more. The heart will break, but broken live on.
Yeah, and I like it. Yeah, that was good talking about him. I learned a lot, and he's very inspirational, actually. You know, and he really made me think.
That's the whole purpose.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, thank you, and you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
Okay, Pinky.
I love you.
I love you.